Haftarah, Parshas, Pinchas. It is the Haftarah of the first of the 3 weeks this year. Pasuk says, "Vayhi dvar Hashem elai limar alich v'kerosav adnei Yerushalayim limar koyamai Hashem zachati lo chesed nurayich avat kulisayich lechteich acharai b'midbar v'eretz lo yizerua kodesh Yisrael Hashem v'chule." The Biskirov arrived in Vilna when he was running away during the war with Pasha's Lech Lecha. And he asked a question. Rashi said, Lech Lecha lehanoscho l'tevoscho. V'shom escho l'goy godol. Kan iyat azaycha l'bonim. Lech Lecha, it's for your own benefit, for your own pleasure. In fact, the Biskirov, if it was so good for Avram to travel, then why does the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer tell us that Lech Lecha is one of the ten nisyonos, the manashah? Is it difficult, or is it something which is enjoyable, easy, and beneficial? So this Rav says, you know the Gemara tells us, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Omer Rabbi Chananya, to Nisrael, Lashon Chen, both these names, Yechonon Chananya, Chen Yeshveal Amokim. Because there's Baruch Hamein Metzias, that people are happy with a certain place. They just find it nice. A lot of times you hear someone comes from a certain place, and you're wondering, like, Why did he live there so long? Or a person says, he keeps talking about his olden home where he used to live, the haim. He's speaking about some haim which is not very, very yishmak. It wasn't very good conditions. But Hashem made him see his chen yoshvel mokim. You know, all the in-towners always hear from the out-towners how good life is, and the out-towners hear from the in-towners how good life is. Because Baruch made him see us. It's a manasha. It's a certain behavior that Kadosh Baruch implanted in someone's mind. Wherever he grows up, wherever he lives, he ends up adoring the place. He thinks it's the best place in the world. So the Mela says that the Biskirov, it could be that it's Gevaldik for Avraham needed to go, but it was still so difficult. It's difficult to leave home, to pick up and move away, go to a new place and have a new start, as good as it is. The Biskirov says that this is by our Pasuk. V'zachati lo chesed nurayich. What's so great about Klal Yisrael following the Kadosh Baruch Hu into the Midbar, the Eretz Lezeruah? So what? What was the alternative? To stay in Mitzrayim? They suffered so much. They lost so many Yidden. They lost so many babies, so many children. Why would they want to stay? They were Avadim. What's the godless about it? The Eretz says it's a Mitzvah. It's their home. That's where they grew up. And it's so difficult to leave. At Gidekach, the Pasuk says, Zachai de lochesem uraya. How did they do it, Taka? How did they give it all up? Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. Because they gave themselves up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They heard the call of Moshe Rabbeinu in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they went after him. Mashcheini acharecha narutza, like Rashi says in Shir HaShirim. We heard him calling us. Zachai de lochesem uraya. We went running after him, even though it was Eretz Lezeruah, as difficult as it was. To leave home. And now we understand why they were complaining the whole time. Because it's very, very hard to leave a place where you lived for hundreds of years. The Sefer called Sefraich and Chaim Sheishben bring a few more Maran Mekremis on this idea. First of all, Yishalmi Masechet Shviya says that in the time of Malchus Rome, there was people who were known as the Bnei Panayas, who were suffering underneath the Romans very much. They lived underneath the Roman jurisdiction, and they were suffering very much. And the Bnei Panayas had this whole plan, we're going to get up, we'll move away, leave these Romans behind. And the Roman Caesar told his people, his advisors, don't worry, you don't have to hold them back. They're going to come back on their own. And Yishalmi says, Kachave, after a number of years, they came back. Medrash Rabban Parshas Noach tells the story, Rabbi Yossi was once being Masver, to a Talmud sugya, and the Talmud wasn't getting it. He wasn't understanding with you, with the great Hasbara of Rabbi Yossi. Talmud wasn't picking up the shir. Rabbi Yossi said to him, why don't you understand the shir? What's taking so long? The Talmud said, I just was evacuated from where I used to live. I'm in a whole new town, a whole new country. Even maybe he was living where Rabbi Yossi, but he found out that he had moved. He found that his family had moved maybe. He says, my head's not settled because of the move. I'm not used to this place. I'm not used to where we are right now. Where are you from, said Rabbi Yossi. Where are you originally from? He said, I'm from a place called Govat Shammai. What's it like over there? What's the ear like? Must be amazing ear, mountain ear. Must be really cool. Must be great in the summer, perfect in the winter. So the Talmud says, I'll tell you what our air is like, what our atmosphere is like back in Govis Shamayim. When a baby is born, we make a special dough out of dried up grapes. We take a paste made out of dried up grapes and we smear it on his head in order that the mosquitoes shouldn't attack his head and will, chas v'shalom, pierce his skull. So Rashi said, Baruch ha-mokoyim, she-nosan chen mokoyim ve-eini yoshua. Because the Baruch made this kavalik a thing, the person is able to appreciate the grass on his side, and he really, really ends up feeling comfortable most where he grew up. Here, this place is, people come from places where it's choking, the baby is dangerous for the baby, attacked by crazy amounts of mosquitoes, and still, chen mokoyim ve-eini yoshua. Lashon of Rashi in sight is, afilu hura, nira lemtad. Even if it's horrible, they think it's good. We find the same musig in a gavaldic way by Yoina Hanavi. When Yoina Hanavi was running away, he was in the dark, and Chazal say that 3 days went by, he was inside a zocher dog, inside a male dog, and he didn't daven. So his baruch wanted him to daven, so he had the dog spit him into a second dog. It was crowded, and then he finally davened. What was going on in the first dog? Why wasn't he davening? So Medrash tells the Yachat Shemayim Ibrim, and Rashi brings it a little bit, that he was looking out through the eye of the dog, and he was having a tremendous underwater observatory sightseeing through the eyeball of the dog. Yachat Shemayim. The dog showed him the Nachal Gadol of Ukyainis, there's a river underground in the ocean, showed him where Klai Yisrael crossed over the Yam Suf. It was amazing how it got there to the Red Sea. He showed him where the breakers come from, Mishvareim, where it comes, where the waves begin from, I guess by the plates on the ground. He showed him where the Amudi Aretz, where the world stands on. He showed him Gehenim. Gemara says in Sukkah, I think it's in Sukkah somewhere else, the Gemara says that there's an entrance to Gehenim from the Yam. He showed him where the Evan Shasiya has its foundation underwater. He showed him where the Bnei Kairach are davening. And he didn't daven. So Kol Tzefayach is a Masber. So he got so caught up in where he was. He felt like he was there. He was with Bnei Yisrael. He was with Bnei Kairach. He was there by Kriyas Yam Suf. He was living there. He was comfortable. He didn't want to go out. That's what happens when someone gets used to a situation. Amazing. So getting back, that's what the Rabbi Yishalom is so proud of Klai Yisrael. Even though there's this tava that you should always be satisfied and happy with the place that you come from, still, Bnei Yisrael were miskaber. Bnei Yisrael went above the normal nature. The Gemara says, "Gobel yoyim kibbutz gali." So they are kibbutz gali is when you come back from the gali to be a wonderful day, a special day. Why? Because it's hard to leave. We're not going to want to leave. And Baruch Hashem, those that gave up chutz la'aretz to come live in Eretz Yisrael. People say, you probably had a problem, it wasn't working out. No. They could have made it work out. People that left Chutz La'aretz to come to Eretz Yisrael, nowadays, a little bit this madrega of Klal Yisrael, they appreciate the ma'ala of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why they got up and they left, excitedly, to come join Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. They appreciate the good. And if we stay focused on this, then of course we will come back. We'll have Vayi Shlishi. Klai Yisrael, stay focused on as much as there's a normal nature. We have no taina on anybody. So where you want to live, this is where it's comfortable for you. But you miskaber and you say, I want to do something which is for the Rabbi Yisrael, even if it's against my nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so proud. And that is something which brings the Geula closer. M'heir v'yameinu, Shabbos.